from KQED.
A midday rehearsal for members of the Los Inzontles band in their cramped studio, piled high with guitars. They're refreshing their memories for some upcoming fundraisers. Los Inzontles executive director Eugene Rodriguez plays the requinto, a small guitar he plucks with a piece of cow horn.
This mariachi music that we play is pre-1930s mariachi, and we learned it from a gentleman, an elder, who grew up on the ranches of southern Jalisco where this music originated.
Rodriguez founded Los Inzontles in 1989. He had trained as a classical guitarist, but he saw the need for a haven from gang violence for East Bay kids and a place to teach them the value of their Mexican heritage. Rodriguez grew up in L.A. in a family that honored music from both sides of the border.
It was a very warm, connecting feeling to be part of music when I was growing up. And so I wanted to extend that to other people's children who didn't have that in their homes, or maybe who did.
Rodriguez's organization has grown into a school for 200 students a week, but it still feels like family, with son Emiliano running the studio and wife Astrid teaching arts and crafts. And the family keeps growing. Lucina Rodriguez, no relation, came to Los Inzontles 19 years ago to study dance. Now she teaches it. She's tapping out a zapateado on a wooden box, a tarima, a dance she learned in Veracruz on one of Los Inzontles' many musical expeditions. Rodriguez recalls how more established Mexican Americans and new immigrants like herself found common ground at the center.
It gives a place for everyone to feel comfortable. So that sort of tension, you know, was just sort of like at the beginning. But then after that, it's like, we're all the same.
About 3 in the afternoon, parents begin dropping off their kids for arts and crafts, dance, and music lessons. Some older students are rehearsing a song for the upcoming Christmas show. Emily Riachi is part of this group and the Los Inzontles touring band. She dances and plays the quijada, the mule jaw. Riachi is a poster child for the way Los Inzontles knits generations together. She shares all the songs she learns with her grandmother.
I go home, I learned a new song. She's like, I know that too. Like, so then it actually, she helps me out, because now I don't want to just learn the music. I want to learn, about the music.
But her grandmother wouldn't recognize some of Los Inzontles' songs.
Invisible man, keep your head down low.
We're listening to Eugene Rodriguez's Invisible Man, one of many new songs and videos on the Los Inzontles YouTube channel. And it shows how even as Rodriguez values tradition, he likes to mess with it.
I think it's an effective song. And to me, it's rock and roll, but it's blues, but it's Mexican, and it reflects our feeling in the deepest way. I still think it's folk music, as I see it.
Rodriguez worked on Invisible Man with frequent collaborator David Hidalgo of Los Lobos. And on the band's 21 CDs, some earning Grammy nominations, you can also hear roots music greats like Taj Mahal, Ry Cooder, and Linda Ronstadt.
Pero mi amigo, ¿por qué estás tan triste?
Ronstadt has lent her voice and support to Los Inzontles for almost 20 years.
They're teaching children how to process their feelings by using art. They don't have to grow up to be performers or little trained seals. They can grow up to be bankers or nurses or doctors or whatever they want to do. But they'll always know what the etiquette is to go and jump on the tarima and dance and express their sorrow in some kind of musical or visually artistic way.
Some people see tradition like handcuffs, says Eugene Rodriguez. He sees it as a tool to help kids manage their lives.
What we're trying to do with our kids is not to tell them to do this or do that. We're just trying to get them engaged in the conversation using the best of what they have from all the worlds that they have inside of them.
The worlds of Mexico and the Bay Area. I'm Cy Musiker, KQED News.
Funding for KQED Arts is provided by the William and Flora Hewlett Foundation and the members of KQED.